Good morning. Are you guys sleeping this morning? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. So I brought a basket of goodies with me today. Do you see my basket? What do you think I got in my basket? I got all kinds of crosses. Can you see them? Yeah, they are kind of cool. I really enjoy them. So check it out. So I have a bunch of crosses in my basket. Do you see this? So what does this one look like?
A cross.
It's got a cross. What colors are on it? Like yellow, red, green, brownish. That's amber. This cross, my friends, came all the way from Russia.
Russia, seriously?
Long ways away. This one, this has got a picture of Jesus on it. Do you see? Look at that fun little picture of Jesus. Yeah, that one came from a retreat I went to quite a while ago. Those are two. So here is another one. This one, what's this made out of?
Wood.
Do you see all the carving? That's hand carved.
That's really
this
cool.
One came from the Holy Land. This one came from Israel and Jordan. Really far away, right? This one is made out of what?
Metal.
It looks like, yeah, it's metal, and it looks like nails. Do you see that? This one's made out of nails. Why might it be made out of nails? Do you see that?
Because it's from a place that they only have nails for special.
Maybe.
Also,
or
like
it symbolizes the nails that Jesus was on the
it
cross
looks
with,
like
right?
You can pound
yeah, you could. They are actually
out.
Nails. I brought this one too. This is in my office. If you ever come into Pastor and Jeff and Maya's office, this will be in there. Do you see what's this one?
Looks like a.
Jesus is holding a bird, and he's coming off of the cross, right? Jesus is coming off of the cross. He's holding a bird, which symbolizes the Holy Spirit. It's the dove, the peace dove. I brought all kinds of crosses this morning, and I'm wearing some crosses. Do I have another one? Do you see this one?
Yep.
This one is the Celtic cross or the Irish style cross. I bought this in England. It's pretty cool, hey? So all kinds of crosses. There's two crosses on my stool. Do you see? Mm-hmm. One cross here, one cross here. We have all kinds of crosses in the sanctuary, don't we? And do you ever see crosses outside when you're not here in this building? Do people ever wear crosses around their necks? All the time, right? Do you see crosses as decorations in people's homes ever? Sometimes.
We've got some in our house.
You've got some in your house? Well, my friends, my question for you this morning is the cross just a really pretty decoration?
No.
No. It means something, right? It symbolizes for us the love of God in Jesus Christ. So I want to invite you this morning that whenever you're out and you're in someone's home or you see someone wearing a cross around their neck, I want to invite you to remember how much God loves you because of the cross. Can you remember that? Whenever you see a cross, think, oh, God loves me. And I brought you a picture this morning. It's of Jesus holding the cross, and he has a friend there with him holding the cross. And I want to invite you to take this. You can color it and hang it up in your room or wherever you would like to go or on your refrigerator.
Six crosses in this building.
There are many crosses. I invite you to all take one of these, and then we're going to pray together, okay? Hi, bud. Would you like one? Let's pray. I'm introducing a prayer for you that you can repeat after me. Can you repeat after me? Let us pray. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for happy hearts, for rain and sunny weather. We thank you, Lord, for all our food and that we are here together. Amen. Thanks for coming on up.